The View from the Drive-Thru.
Can I take your order?
What's in a name? People will tell you there's a lot in a name. And when it comes to food products, it's a big deal. There's a long history of fish being renamed to widen their appeal to consumers. Have you ever had Orange Ruffy? Yeah, probably. It was in a store. And actually, as bad a name as that is, it used to be called Slimehead. Until somebody said, nobody's buying this. Maybe we should change the name from Slimehead. And the many names of monkfish used to be called goosefish, sea devil, or frogfish at one point. Somehow I can't picture myself sitting down at a restaurant and saying, I'll have the frogfish and do it right. Now it's the Asian carp's turn. The state of Illinois has rebranded the fish as Copi, C-O-P-I, in the hope that people will start eating more of the invasive species in order to get rid of so many of them. Kevin Irons at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says the name was launched to help people consume this, quote, delicious fish and help do our work in keeping them out of our waterways in the Great Lakes. Authorities say catching more of the fish will help keep them out of the Great Lakes, where they are starting to devastate ecosystems and the regional fishing industry. So next time you go to the restaurant and somebody says, our special today is the Copi, it's actually the Asian carp. Whether or not that turns you off is up to you. It's my view from the drive-thru. I'm Tim Dennis.